Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preachin' Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Cedar House.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. That night, the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day on which I led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the present, but I have been going about in a tent under cloth. In all my wanderings everywhere among the children of Israel, did I ever utter a word to any one of the judges whom I charged to tend my people Israel to ask, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, speak thus to my servant David. The Lord of hosts has this to say. It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you. And I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. And if he does wrong, I will correct him with the rod of men and with human chastisements, but I will not withdraw my favor from him as I withdrew it from your predecessor Saul, whom I removed from my presence. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord. Every time I hear this scripture, I'm reminded that God's also telling me not to try to house God, that is, not to put God in a box. But then it also occurs to me that every time we even talk about God, we are to a certain extent putting God in a box. That trying to describe the infinite with our finite little words in so many ways limits God. Our words about God can only ever be metaphorical. They point, but never arrive. They aim, but never encompass. Our words are as revealing in the ways they don't work to describe God as they are in the ways that they do. Yet, all of our language about God is supposed to help direct our personal and communal gaze toward the holy and living one. Throughout human history, we've built God a series of houses, not of cedar, but of words, and we've expected God to dwell there. But God says to David, "Hey, you're not building a house for me. I'm building one for you." And God is still saying that to us. These words completely upend what we think we're supposed to be doing in favor of what God is doing. And let's face it, God will never be housed in our words. God will dwell where God will dwell. But everyone, we speak of God anyway, because words are what we have, and because God is deeply and personally and communally involved in the conversation, even to the extent of having spoken to us in the Word, Jesus Christ. Today, may our words and actions be strong, beautiful metaphors that reflect the mystery and generosity of the one whom we do not house, but who houses us.